Dear learners, we learned how to submit. We learned the basic steps of submitting the things, submitting your manuscript and all the related files. You have submitted your manuscript. Immediately after submitting your manuscript, you get an automated acknowledgement mail in your email ID, and remember to use only that email ID which you often check or regularly check, and see that the mail should not go to the spam folder. You have checked it, and meanwhile to check the editorial policy of the journal, you must have an idea that this date, today I have submitted it. So at which time I am expecting any particular communication or answer from the journal. So let me clarify you that each journal has some standard time of communications after the submission. Some journals communicate you regarding the article processing charges, fast processing charges, and sometimes you immediately get the rejection. It will happen only when you haven't targeted the journal properly and something has went wrong outrightly. It might be improper targeting. So be alert. After the submission, you should be vigilant from the communication being received at your end, and you have to promptly answer to the journal. So what is the message that after submission, don't be idle. Be alert. You can get communication from journal, and that too, that may be time bound at your end to respond. And meanwhile, you see your manuscript for accuracy and for any mistake. So be ready for getting objection or the comment on that. And think what kind of the solution may be there. So dear learners, now I am going to wrap up this module for you. That for submission, you should be ready with the copyright agreement, cover letter, and the final checklist should be carefully gone through. Prepare all your files, all manuscript files, and the image files, author details, suggested reviewers ready with you while you are submitting, before submitting your manuscript. Choose the system. Most of the time, systems are defined. If it is online, then go to that online system and just copy and paste your details from your files to that submission system. Go through the preview after uploading all the files, and once you are satisfied, only and only then you will submit your manuscript finally. So this was all about the submission. We will be discussing the post-submission aspect in our next module. And if you have not gone through the further readings, please go through them. And if you have any query, come to our discussion forum. We will discuss the things and we will give you the additional resources also, or some additional inputs for improving your learning for manuscript writing. So happy learning.